Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And I don't know how you listen to us, man. Maybe it's via the radio, or is it via radio.com? Oh, that is one of the cool ways you can get that done. Because if you have radio.com on your computer, well, you know, you go to radio.com, you're there. If you got a smartphone, get the radio.com app. Also on your television, if you're an Xfinity subscriber, just speak into the remote and say radio.com. And you can listen to The Rock, stream us wherever you might be, man. It's pretty awesome. Radio.com is the way to be, baby.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to B-Mix, and it's Whack It Wednesday, so let's whack him instead.
All right.
Whack it.
And Steve,
let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
I don't know if you did it on purpose, but you're wearing a very appropriate shirt.
Oh, that's right. Wacky Wednesday, and I'm rocking the whack shirt.
Yeah.
Representing my
whack
boys, it. Without a Cause Wrestling.
Yeah,
Max,
I love
Chris,
it.
And Dave, shout out to those dudes.
Yeah. WAC, he's going to get the whack.
Without a cause, it's time to whack them.
Yeah, it is time to whack them.
For all the whackers out there.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jesse and Bothell. Jesse, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
My shirt.
No. Oh.
We'll find out once we get past the coronavirus.
All right, Steve. Get out of here. For those playing at home, Jesse will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jesse, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
A traditional deck of playing cards is separated into 4 different suits of how many cards each?
12.
What was that?
12.
No.
11.
No.
10.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
what year
really
did Paul
you,
Allen?
Jesse.
What year did Paul Allen die?
2016.
No.
Horrible.
2015.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
2017.
No. What kind of fruit juice is used to make a Tom Collins cocktail?
Orange juice.
No.
There we go.
Pineapple juice.
No.
Apple juice.
No. What year of the late 2000s did Barry Bonds retire?
2017.
No.
2016.
No.
2015.
No. Espresso mixed with hot water is better known as what coffee drink?
What was that one?
Espresso mixed with hot water is better known as what coffee drink?
A latte.
No.
Pass.
What is the most abundant element in the known universe?
Iron.
No! And Jesse, due to phone and other issues, got a 0. Jesse, I'm proud of you, brother.
Aww. Why are you proud of him?
Because? The level of achievement, the level of excellence has only been matched by one man.
In recent memory, yes. Yes. And I don't feel that you're going to lambaste this guy on this one.
Well, he's not saying anything.
You know, excuses?
Yeah, if he's going to be quiet, what do you don't beat up a guy who's quiet. I mean, he knows what he did or did not do.
Actually, he just hung up.
Oh, well. He fell on the sword.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
He's a good warrior, this man.
Hey, Steve, are you ready?
I feel like I'm in a good spot.
Yes!
Yes. Yeah, you are.
Yes!
Yes! Yes, you are, sir.
A traditional deck of playing cards is separated into four different suits of how many cards each?
Oh, crap. 11?
No.
12?
No.
13?
Yes!
Nice job.
What year did Paul Allen die?
Oh, man. 2018?
Yes. What kind of fruit juice is used to make a Tom Collins cocktail?
Grapefruit?
No.
Oh. Lemon?
Yes. What year of the late 2000s did Barry Bonds retire?
2008?
No.
2009?
No.
2007?
Yes. Espresso mixed with hot water is better known as what coffee drink?
My wife hooks that up every day. I don't know the name of it. Cappuccino?
No.
She boils water and does some stuff. Yeah. Espresso?
No.
Nope.
Espresso's mixed in with it.
Yeah.
Coffee?
Americano. Yes. Wow. What coffee?
Oh,
what?
Well, yeah, he said it's coffee.
It doesn't matter. You win anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the most abundant element in the known universe?
Gold?
No.
Oxygen?
No.
Iron.
Nope, wheels fell off. In the health and medical world, what does the B in BMI stand for?
Body.
Yes, and Steve, you win with 5 correct because it was 5-0.
Yeah.
So, there was some bad phone stuff, but then also we didn't know anything, so.
No.
But Jesse, you can call back.
Yeah.
And try to win that way.
Yeah. He did bite the dust. I think his phone was as bad on his end as it was on our end.
Yeah. Because
he wasn't even answering the questions properly like the easy ones.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's like,
that was kind of a train wreck.
When people do speakerphone, it just doesn't work. You know, you got
to
understand.
I try to tell people not to, but I mean, people are going to do what they want to do. So,
you know, they might be driving. Who knows what's happening?
Yes.
Don't drive and play beat, Migs.
Don't. You need that.
It might distract you.
You need that brain power to think of the answers. You did figure out that Americano is an espresso mixed with hot water. We won't give you that one.
No, I get it. I guess it's coffee, but
I was trying
to remember what she makes. I know the drink. I drink it. It's delicious.
And then finally, what is the most abundant element in the known universe?
I don't know.
Hydrogen.
Ah, gosh, it's an H2. We should have just said.
I said oxygen.
Yeah. Well,
you said iron, too.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, I said gold.
Yeah. So. Should just guess like the ones I know. Hydrogen, oxygen.
That's pretty much what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the states I know, the years I know. And sometimes it's just like, I don't know anything else but
what you
North
know?
Dakota. Oh.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You won with 5 correct.
Caller 5, you are a winner. 206-421-ROCK. We don't know what you're going to win, but when we do, we'll call you. But you are a winner. Call us so we can call you.
That's not that it matters, but somebody said it's called a cafe Americano. A coffee Americano is the literal translation.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
So I did say coffee Americano.
Oh, I never asked for a cafe Americano. I just asked for an Americano.
Because you're just living that shortened life.
Yeah.
You do. You'll get the same thing, though.
Try ordering
it fancy next time.
Okay, coffee Americano. So you did say it accidentally correctly.
Have you guys tried that oat milk in your coffee yet?
Ew! Yes.
Have we not had this conversation? I feel
probably.
Like we have.
Yeah. Okay. It's delicious.
And I know you like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm feeling good. I remember something because I thought, man, this is like a deja vu moment for me.
We were talking about coffee. And I'm excited about that.
I haven't tried oat milk yet. I wish somebody could bring some in so I could try it.
I think there's some in the fridge. It's probably about to go bad from one of our coworkers. So just use it.
Just try it.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah, totally.
I'll check the expiration on that. I'll try
it. Next time you go to not every coffee place has it, but the ones that do, take advantage of it. It's good.
Yeah, because I mean, I like to do a cream alternative if I can, just for the fat content.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no.
Dude, yeah.
See, that's the problem.
Ask my wife.
If oat milk has as many carbs as anything else, then it's kind of like, well, it defeats the purpose for me.
How's the mouth feel of oat milk?
The mouth?
The mouth feel. Like, is it super thick or, you know,
you have
like,
to kiss the goat to get the milk?
You have to.
It's oat milk, not goat milk. Okay.
Oat milk.
Oh, all right. Well,
oat milk.
Yeah. Oat.
Kind of want to kiss the goat.
I don't notice any difference in it.
Just regular milk?
Because usually I would get, like, you know, a latte with soy milk. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a place that didn't have the soy and they had oat and I tried and I'm like, this is better. But it has the same kind of consistency taste wise.
I actually remember this. I remember all of this story. This is like, I remember, yeah, Steve, you went to the place and they didn't have what you wanted and you had to get the oat and you were like, really? That's all you got? And then it turned out, all right, I'll try it.
Shout out to Electric Coffee in Sumner, man. Woo, best coffee I've ever had.
Best coffee. Wait.
Yeah. Oh,
Coffee you've ever had in is in Sumner?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Like, we drive there. Granted, we have nothing else to do right now. So
okay, well,
any reason to leave our house and drive somewhere, we're going to do it.
It's a nice call.
But we go out of our way and we'll drive if we want coffee instead of just going up the street, you know, where there's like 17 billion Starbucks. We'll make it a point to go to Sumner just to go get that coffee.
And you're an oat milk guy now.
Yes.
All right, I'll have to go try it out. I might have some today.
And somebody said oat milk. I didn't know oats had nipples. Yes, they do. It's I mean, geez. What, do you live under a rock?
Come on. Yeah. can you milk me, Greg? All right. We got some cool stuff in the world of sports. And because they got, you know, Steve talked about hockey's coming back with a special 24 round robin, sort of almost like a college basketball tournament is what's going to be happening. And there's a minor league baseball team that says, well, we can't play baseball. It doesn't mean we can't make money. So they're in Florida, and this minor league team is putting its stadium up on Airbnb. They're renting out the property. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos have...
What the hell is a Blue Wahoo?
I think it's a fish, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, I know Wahoo McDaniel from wrestling days, but I don't think it's a blue version of Wahoo McDaniel.
I think it's a Wahoo a fish because I...
They have a fish as their logo, so I would assume.
There's a place called Wahoo Tacos down in California, and I'm assuming you can get that
fish.
Yeah, all right.
I wonder what it tastes like.
It tastes like fish.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I've had Wahoo tacos, so I was just assuming that that's, you know.
Fish.
Yeah, I mean, probably. Maybe. Yeah, it's probably a good call. And the team is giving out $1,500 per night stays that can accommodate up to 10 guests. So that's $150 if you want to go yourself and split it with your buds. And you'll get the most intimate behind-the-scenes ballpark experience in history.
I would do this in a heartbeat. If I had enough, a bunch of buddies willing to pony up for something like this, like a little boys' night out, that would be so much fun to stay at a baseball stadium.
And I guess they must be setting up rooms so you can basically sleep there.
See, that's the thing. It's like only 10 guests. It's like, can I fit everyone? The stadium holds a lot. Bring a tent and a camping, like a sleeping bag.
You think they're trying to be socially distantly correct, maybe?
I don't know.
Which is bizarre for Florida, but yes.
I'd be like, this seat's 3,000.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I can bring more than 10.
Well, yeah, it says 10 guests, and you have one bedroom, 10 beds, and 3 shared bathrooms.
Oh, okay.
So they're not going to give you access to the entire stadium, I would imagine, because if there's only 3 shared bathrooms in the entire stadium, that seems crazy.
They're going to let you take batting practice, though.
Nice.
That's a cool thing.
Can you hang on the locker rooms?
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's where they're going to set you up.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, as far as sleeping, where else would they put you? And
that'd be so awesome. You just wake up and you're in the locker room and you just pull out like a Coors Light.
You got full access to the field, which means you can run around on the field and play games.
Oh, I'd be playing wiffle ball.
Is that the stadium?
Yeah, the stadium's sick. It's right by the water.
Whoa.
It's a really cool looking spot.
That is a great spot to do.
It's like a small stadium, but
still.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to complain.
No, not if you got the water view. What a view it is. Just, I would be distracted. I don't know if you can see that water from the ground, but they got an aerial view. But I would be so distracted if I'm trying to swing at a pitch and there's a beautiful ocean right there.
I wonder if they have a luxury suite over home plate, because then you'd have a great view, and then that would be where I'd want to stay.
All right.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay. You know what? Listen, you can $1,500, and you know, I think you should be able to negotiate whatever you want.
That is so cool.
They said that the available dates that they put up there on Airbnb have quickly sold out. But they might make more dates available between July and October. It depends on what the 2020 season schedule ends up looking like after the coronavirus-imposed delay.
Do you know how about somebody said that? My husband and I got married at Cheney Stadium last summer. We had the stadium to ourselves with family and friends.
Whoa!
How fun is that?
Didn't know they did stuff like that.
That'd be awesome if they had, was it Rhubarb? Is that the name of their...
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb. That's the name of their mascot. If he was like the person doing the official. Yeah.
Oh, is he ordained? I don't know. I mean, why
it's
not?
It's really easy to get ordained in Washington.
Yeah. Though, usually mascots don't speak, so that would be a problem, because then how would you know when to kiss the bride?
Signs.
Oh, yeah, you can hold up the signs. Yeah.
Could be the ring bearer.
All right, could be the ring bearer. Best man. Well, then there's no toast, right?
You gotta, that doesn't sound like a bad thing.
That's a good call. Yeah. That's fantastic. So Cheney Stadium apparently offers weddings. I don't know if they're, you know, how they're doing it now with the whole corona situation, but...
They should do Airbnb.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. You know what? We're not going to do anything. You know, we're Washington.
No.
We're not going to do anything. We are going to be the last state. I think we're in competition with California to be the last state to pretty much open the place up. Though, I don't know. Oregon's giving us a run for our money, too. But I feel like, because tell you, Steve, I watch the news and I see what everybody else in the country is doing. I'm going, we are going to be the last holdouts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
We are definitely. And here's what I am. I'm sitting there going, and I hope we're right. You know, I hate to be that guy. I'm that guy going, I hope we're right while everybody else gets sick again, but we'll be the smart ones. And I'm like, do I really want that to happen? But part of me is like, well, I'm suffering while everybody else doesn't want to sit there and do the right thing.
I hope everybody, let's get past this. Damn it.
Let's get past it.
I want everyone to be right so we can go move on.
Well,
man.
That's a good call. Everybody to be right. All right. I'll take that. We got a well-known actor that once showed up on the set drunk. Because he did not want to pass up an opportunity to drink with Jack Nicholson.
Nice.
Who did this? I'll tell you. It's 717 on the Rock. Or the Drunk.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on the Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, the guy that you kind of know but don't know, Josh Gad, continues to give us a reason to know who he is as he's hosting these great movie reunion YouTube shows or Zoom shows that he's doing. It's called Reunited Apart, and that's the YouTube show that he does. Started with The Goonies, then Back to the Future. This week, he gathered the cast and creators of the 1984 mermaid classic Splash.
Do you guys remember Splash?
Kind of.
I barely do. I just remember the scene with what's her face?
Daryl Hannah.
Right, and Tom Hanks. And then he took her to dinner. And I think they were like a Red Lobster or a lobster place. And she just grabbed the lobster tail and just started eating it with the shell. And I thought that was hilarious as a kid. That's about all I remember.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I've seen the full watching of this movie. It's been so long.
Oh, as a kid, I watched that as a kid, but like 11 or 12 years old. I've watched that a few times. I thought it was a fun film, and plus you got to see her hiney at the end. It was awesome.
There is that, yeah.
And the main reason I know it is because Disney was having it on Disney Plus, and they removed her hiney in other parts.
Yeah, they added more hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not to her butt, but to like her head.
But it still kind of looks like fur.
It looks cheesy.
Yeah, it's really well done. It's poorly done, I mean. Yeah.
It really is poorly done. And I forgot that Ron Howard, who we've had on the show, and a great actor, great director, he was on there with Tom Hanks, who was a star, Daryl Hannah, who you spoke of, and others to reminisce about making the movie. Unfortunately, one of the guys on the show who was a great actor, but he's no longer with us, is John Candy. But that doesn't mean that they still couldn't tell a great story about John Candy. He played Tom Hanks' brother in that movie.
I forgot that.
And Ron Howard talked about how John Candy showed up late for filming but had a very, very good excuse.
John, totally professional guy, but he's late. It's one day, and John finally pulls up, and he kind of rolls out of the car, and he comes up and he says, Ron, I'm so sorry. I said, well, it's okay. You're late, but we'll get going. He said, no. He said, look, I'm drunk. He said, here's what happened. I'm at the bar. And Jack Nicholson's at the bar. Jack Nicholson knew my name, Ron. You want to come over? And he starts buying me drinks. And then I said, I got to go shoot. And he said, you're going to be all right, kid. Don't worry about it. And he kept buying me drinks. I never went to bed, Ron. I never went to bed.
That's awesome.
I wouldn't have passed up an opportunity to get drunk with Jack Nicholson either.
How cool is that? That's amazing. And if people don't know who Jack Nicholson is, there's a possibility.
Oh, wake up.
I mean, Danny, you know Jack Nicholson, right?
Oh, yeah.
From?
Batman?
Yeah.
He was the Joker, right?
He played the Joker in Batman.
Batman? Yeah. I wasn't positive that was the right guy, but yeah.
Wow. Don't forget The Shining.
The Shining, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's iconic for, I think, younger folks. I mean, Jack did so many, a few Good Men he was in, obviously. That's a great one.
He's been in a lot of memes because of The Shining.
Yeah.
Anger management?
Yep.
About Schmidt. I mean, I'm trying to, you know.
Anger management was a fun movie. Okay, I guess I'm alone on that island.
No, I don't got a problem with that. Yeah, no, Anger Management was a fun movie, but Jack, great action.
Obviously, he's been in better films.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is a classic, and, you know, I mean, he's been in a lot of great movies. Was it Six Easy Pieces, Five Easy Pieces? I forget what it was, but he had a classic line about putting something between a tuna sandwich or something like that that was supposedly said, like, phallic or sexual.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Five Easy Pieces, yeah.
That's what it was, yeah. And so the fact that somebody of that level, Jack Nicholson's level, says, hey, come and have a drink with me.
And
how do you pass up that?
You don't.
You really, really don't. No.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
And that's what happened. John Candy once showed up late and drunk to the set of Splash because, well, he could not pass up on the opportunity that Jack Nicholson called him over to the bar and kept buying him shots and buying him drinks. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I couldn't pass up doing blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I couldn't pass up doing blank. Your calls, your texts after Jimmy on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So John Candy apparently once showed up late and drunk to the set of Splash, a great story told by Ron Howard on the Josh Gad Reunited show that they do, Reunited Apart on Zoom. And they talked about the movie Splash, and Ron Howard said, yeah, John Candy showed up late, and the reason he gave was pretty awesome because he is at a bar. Jack Nicholson, who is a great actor, recognizes John Candy. And John, of course, you know, like you're sitting there going, my God, Jack, you're a legend. You want me to come drink with you? And they both got destroyed to the point where John didn't even sleep all night. He drove to the set late and goes, I haven't been to bed and I'm drunk, Ron. And Ron Howard's like, all right, well, I guess that's a great excuse, drinking with Jack Nicholson. Who could pass that up?
I wonder if any of the scenes that he shot that day ended up in the film. And it would have been cool I have to go back and watch this one. I haven't seen this Josh Gad episode yet, but it would be kind of cool if they were able to show the scene where John Candy is potentially drunk in the movie.
Yeah, you're right. That would be really, really cool to have to see. In fact, oh, wait, he was completely destroyed in that scene.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a really good scene. So we're asking you this question, you know, finish the sentence. I couldn't pass up doing blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So it says, I couldn't miss an opportunity to ride a camel at the Sphinx in Egypt. I was in the army. We had a chance to go see the swings, but the Sphinx, I guess, this autocorrect. But they want everyone not to do it because the guys will steal your money. But when in the world am I going to be able to do that again?
Yeah, definitely. Riding a camel, go to the Sphinx. I would not pass that up. And
I've always wanted to ride a camel.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah. I would.
I could always be like, it would be the greatest Instagram post every Wednesday.
Hump day.
Oh, nice.
That's the reason, huh?
100%.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that why we do anything in life now, for social media likes?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Man. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish the sentence. I couldn't pass up doing blank.
I'm telling you, when I lived in Detroit, I was at a bowling alley and I was supposed to leave to go on a date. I ended up meeting and bowling with a couple former Detroit Lions players.
Whoa.
The girl was hot, but I'm a diehard Lions fan, so I no-showed on her. She never returned my calls after that. Oh, well.
I mean, could you blame him?
No, the story's way cooler.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
See, I couldn't pass up the opportunity to see the Deftones play with Alice in Chains and Mastodon. I was super excited. I was new here. I had already seen Alice in Chains. I had already seen Mastodon. I'd never seen the Deftones. But it was a Friday show, and I had to work, but I didn't want to drive back home, so I would try to sleep in my car. It didn't really work. So by the time, you know, towards the end of Deftones, beginning of Alice in Chains, I fell asleep.
Yep, I was there for that. It was awesome.
Because we were in the suite.
That's awesome. Once you started saying the story, I was like, oh man, this is the this is the time that Vicky fell asleep during one of her favorite bands.
And this is when I was a newbie drinker, and Ryan Castle had brought me a beer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I felt rude rejecting it, so I drank it, and that didn't help.
Oh, that put you right to sleep.
Cold. I mean, granted, we're in a suite, so maybe it's not nearly as loud because of just the walls and all that, you know. But still, it's loud. It's a concert, and she's just napping.
Done.
And I look over there, I'm like, oh, do we want to wake up Vicky or just let her sleep? And I think everyone's like, let her sleep.
Yeah, it was a Friday. It was a long week, waking up early.
Oh, man. Well, at least you heard them without even knowing it, subconsciously.
I saw the first couple songs. That counts. I'm fine.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Let's go to Darren in Frederickson. Darren, you are on the Rock.
How's it going?
Hey, morning, Darren. How about you? What couldn't you pass up doing?
Having beers with Lars and the boys from Metallica when I was stationed in Germany.
Okay. Yes, I wouldn't pass up on that either. So how did that opportunity hit you?
My platoon, we always hung out at the same club in Nuremberg. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, they just stroll into this little hole-in-the-wall bar that we're at. And we just end up drinking all night.
You know something, man? I got to be thinking that if a bunch of celebrities are in a different country and they see American service people, I imagine they probably be, it's like, yeah, let's go hang with these folks. I would.
It's a little less crazy probably for them.
I definitely would. I would think that would be a great idea. What an great opportunity, Darren. Thanks for calling. I would, I would definitely do that because you're in another country and there you are. You see, you know, American soldiers like, all right, let's just do this.
I just wonder, like, was that Alcoholica era of Metallica where, like, they
probably.
Probably because, you know, obviously James doesn't drink anymore, but that would be a great night, but also you're just kind of like, what's going to happen? Like, imagine, like, Motley Crue in the 80s being like, you want to come party with us?
Man.
I do, but I don't know if I've gotten all my shots, so I'm not positive I want to take this chance.
Yeah, you're right. Or where is it going to go, and is somebody going to get, you know, someone going to get shot, someone going to die? You just don't know how crazy the party's going to be.
So for me, the ultimate one was in college, and at that point, like, I was debating in my life if I wanted to start smoking pot. Like, it was one of those things where I was like, I don't know. This could be bad. This could be, you know, I don't, you know, because you're nervous. Like, I've never touched weed before in my life. And I remember, like, I had some buddies in college who were like, let me know when you want to. I want to be one of the first. And I was like, okay, yeah, but I don't know if I want to do it. I'll just stick to drinking. But I got to interview, it was the Soul Assassins tour. It was a big tour that was coming to Plattsburgh, New York, which was a big deal for us because typically no bands come to Plattsburgh. But the student association put together this big concert for the college students. It was Cypress Hill, House of Pain, Funk Dubiest.
Wow.
And it was, yeah, dude. And I was working at the college radio station, and somehow we were able to weasel getting to, not really get an interview, but get them just be like, hey, this is House of Pain, you're listening to WPLT. You know, so I got to go with a little portable recorder to do that. And I remember I walked up to get one of those little liners from Cypress Hill, and they set it all up, their management. So I knocked on the tour bus and opened up the door, and it's straight out of a music video. There's just clouds of pot smoke coming out. And Be Real's the one that comes out. He goes, do you want to come on the bus, smoke some pot, and play Sega Genesis with us?
Nice.
And I, in my head, I'm like, no, it's not a good idea because I've never smoked pot, and I don't know. But then also there's a part of my brain that's like, you can't pass this up. You have to. So I was like, yes, I do. And so I got to do that.
Yes, I do, good sir.
I do. So the first time I ever got to smoke pot was with Cypress Hill.
How crazy is that?
Playing Sega Genesis, which was awesome.
I mean, if you're going to have a first time doing anything, you want to do it with, like, you know, people that are professionals and celebrities and luminaries. That's the best way to do it.
But it pissed off one of my buddies, whose name, oddly enough, his nickname was Doper. Because he said, I want to be the first person to ever get you stoned. So I get stoned. I get lost going home because I have no idea what the hell's going on. I barely remember the concert. It was just a complete ass show. Finally get back to the house where a bunch of us party at, and I find Doper. I'm like, I have bad news. And he's like, what happened? I'm like, I got stoned. He's so pissed at me. And I tell him with who. He goes, okay, I can't get mad. If you're gonna bypass me to be your first pot smoking experience, that's a good reason.
Oh, see, that Doper. What a great understanding.
He's a reasonable man.
Yeah, he really is. Well, with a name like Doper, I mean, it's not as cool as a name like Boner, but it's a great nickname.
Dude, when we went to Denver to radio conference, he was living there. And so
Doper was in Denver.
Yeah, and he, before I got to meet up with him, I was meeting up with him and his wife. He goes, just do me one favor. I'm like, what? He goes, don't call me Doper. I'm like, why? I barely even know your real name, man. And he's like, My wife has no idea about like my past.
Wow.
So it was so hard, especially the more beers.
Yeah.
The harder it was not to just call him Doper.
Oh.
I'm like, you're Doper. I don't know you as Brandon's his name.
Oh, yeah, Brandon. Yeah, that's
like,
going to
no,
be hard.
No, you're Doper.
Yeah, Brandon or Doper.
Doper.
Come on, man. You got to keep that.
That's classic. Love that. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I couldn't pass up doing blank.
So it said, Jerry Cantrell once asked me to play him in a game of pool. I didn't pass that up, and I won.
I have to tell you, the one thing that, I mean, I didn't know it was going to be this way in my life, but if you tell me, would you like an opportunity to watch a baseball game with a booth announcer, and the guy will be just you and him hanging on your couch watching a baseball game who's a professional booth announcer for baseball? I'd be like, sure, but I did not know at the time that's what it was going to be, but he still was a professional baseball player, so I still, and I didn't want to do it because it was like, man, I got to get up for work, and I mean, I got to get ready, but the opportunity was there because I had this little apartment office, and sort of one of the Mariners players was living in the same building where I had my apartment office. I'm just like, all right, well, he wants to come down and wants to watch the game with me. Turns out it's Ryan Roland Smith, who professionally calls games. And he was on my couch doing play-by-play and basically giving you like the commentary of each batter that came to the plate that we were watching for the opposing team.
And it's like the best director's cut of a live sporting event that you can get.
Oh, man. And it was fantastic because he would call. I mean, he would tell you exactly what was going to happen. And he was going to go, this guy is the hardest guy to get out. And he goes, here's what he's going to do, because he knew the guy that was pitching. He's going to try to do this. It's not going to work. He's going to get down to the count and boom, it's probably going to, and he's going to park it. And honest to God, he called it. It was like the guy was struggling on the mound and gave up a home run. And I'm like, it's like Nostradamus is on my couch. And you know, plus with that great Aussie accent that Ryan Roland Smith has.
Yeah, I wouldn't pass up an opportunity to hang out with someone who has an Australian accent.
Yeah.
Just, you know, obviously it would be barbecue season because they'd have to, and I'd
well, there's that,
shrimp,
yeah.
And shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah.
And now he does it professionally for Root Sports, which is great.
He does a great job.
Yeah, so that was something I just couldn't pass up, and I almost did. I almost was like, I gotta get up early, it's, you know, the job, but my, like you, Steve, my mind goes, are you going to tell a baseball player who wants to watch a baseball game to do your favorite thing in the world that you're not going to do
way.
That.
You get tired for a night.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just, you will be okay. You'll forget that time you lost out on some sleep, but you'll never forget that time that he sat on your couch.
It was so cool. And he was such a great guy. He answered all my stupid baseball questions, too. It was fantastic. Hey, no, you know me. I was geeking out, and he had no problem with it.
Well, it was just like recently, like, I remember it was such a testament to my wife. You know, obviously, like, both of us get very excited about anything that involves the baby, like, oh, let's go to the doctor's appointment. Like, these are all big deals. But I had an opportunity I didn't want to pass up, and I was like, if you want me to pass it up, I will. And she's like, no, you can't pass it up. It was right when we were having one of the many baby doctors. It wasn't like one of the first. So, like, you know, I mean, it would be okay if I missed it, but I still felt weird. But it was an opportunity to play hockey with Marty McSorley.
Oh, damn.
And, you know, one of my all-time favorite hockey players, and he was in town meeting up with our buddy Jamie Huscroft, and just, you know, he wanted to have a skate and play hockey with some local guys. And I thought that was so cool. And I got the invite to be one of the goalies. And I was just like, at first, I was like, well, it falls on a Friday. By the time I get home, I wouldn't be able to get to the doctor's appointment. And my wife's like, no, you'd be an idiot not to do this. Like,
oh, you know what? You would miss the birth for this. I mean, let's be honest. I mean it's Marty McSorley.
That's a stretch.
It's Marty McSorley. You got to miss
least,
the birth.
I'd at least have FaceTime on my phone.
Fair enough.
Protective case.
Yeah, all right.
On the top of the net.
Yeah.
How about this person says, I couldn't pass up hooking up with this hot neighbor. It was the day of my college graduation, and yes, I skipped the ceremony. My parents still never let me live that down.
Did you tell them why? Because that's a little awkward, isn't it?
I think Dad would understand.
Yeah, I mean, if they never let him live it down, I mean, unless they don't know why he missed the ceremony, and they go, ah, there's Jimmy. He's always late for everything, including his own graduation ceremony. And they don't know that, oh, no, Jimmy was not late at all. He was right on time.
So is that couldn't pass up smoking weed with Snoop Dogg?
Wow, and you're still around?
Wow.
Dude, I thought that, like, when I got to, I thought I was going to get to interview him, and it ended up not happening because things just got really weird with him and his crew, and it was just like one of those things where you just, it's not going to happen, where his quote-unquote muscle just basically told me to F off, and I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking, like, if I'm going to get to interview him, because I was ready to do it in case he had the time, like, what if he wants to smoke pot? Am I going to, and at the time, you know, it's like, would I just say screw it and do it? And I was like, how do you say no to Snoop Dogg?
You're right. That's a tough one.
Like Snoop and Willie Nelson and maybe Seth Rogen are like the guys that, like, You gotta do it.
I feel like you have actual reasons why. Yeah,
you
I mean, if you're in recovery, right. But then again, if you're in recovery, you get someone else to do that interview. I mean, because you know that chances are, you know that that's going to be brought up.
Another person says, I once jumped in a limousine with Paul McCartney and smoked a joint with him after the show.
Whoa, that's cool.
So he's just like roll down the window, go, you want to smoke some pot with me?
That is amazing that you had that opportunity. Paul McCartney is like, he's royalty.
What was he listening to in the limo? Wouldn't it be awesome if he was listening to the Beatles?
Or that if he's listening to the Beach Boys because they were big rivals. I think that would be funny if he was just listening to them. What are they doing, those bastards?
Or Wings. He was just listening to
his jeez. It's just the isolated track.
He's
with
like,
his wife.
I'm telling you, get stoned. You will understand why I thought this was a good idea. Wings wasn't bad. There were no Beatles.
Yeah. No, they weren't. We got a guy that's in trouble for loving flip-flops a little too much. I'll tell you what happened at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.